take a short lifestyle detour from the news of the world. Here's Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Malcolm Ballinger.
You know, I've said it before. That song just gets me going.
It's a cheery song.
Yes.
And I just want to say good morning again to you if you're just tuning in.
Good heavy pollen day morning.
Oh my goodness. Right. Well, so and you're killing all my dreams here with like telling me you went and got your car washed and now the pollen's back.
Yes.
Why? Listen, I try to not let little things frustrate me. You know, what are you going to do? You're going to get allergies. But the pollen on the car frustrates me because I have children. And so they just like, I can't really move too much. They get their hands on the side and they run their hands right down the side, or they like write messages and their names. I'm like, don't do that. What are you doing?
I know that many people nowadays don't like to use medications for allergies. But I have to say that Flonase really helps.
I've heard that.
I'm really at the point where anything that helps.
Okay. And to keep you peaceful and comfortable.
Yes.
All right. I understand completely. Oh, speaking of peaceful and comfortable, how was your weekend?
It was very pleasant. I went to the symphony on Saturday night.
Yes, again. Look at you.
Beethoven and blue jeans.
Did you get to wear blue jeans?
No, I didn't.
I've never seen you wear blue jeans.
I own a pair of blue jeans.
A pair. That's hysterical.
And they do see the light of day from time to time. But somehow, I couldn't bring myself to do it. Although,
no.
The orchestra, many of them were wearing blue jeans.
That's sweet.
And a T-shirt.
Okay.
And several people in the audience were, too. Yeah. I think it's wonderful. One of the criticisms I hear about the arts, opera, ballet, symphony, whatever it might be, that it's stuffy. You know, it's old, stuffy people that go, and you kind of have to dress up. So I'm a big, big fan of Come As You Are.
Oh, that's sweet.
A couple of exceptions. No tank tops, and probably not shorts. But other than that,
yeah, keep it covered.
Yeah, keep it covered.
Never mind. You know what? We're gonna be careful. There might be children listening. But
yes.
No, I understand that. For me, the way I see it is that it's an opportunity to dress up and look fancier than you normally would. So that's why I understand the whole benefit of dressing up, getting a little bit prettier than you normally do. I mean, I always look, no, I'm just kidding. But I can see your face.
I was going to give you a compliment and say, you always look pretty to me.
I just went in and did it for you.
Yes.
But
you
I'm
read
just
my
kidding.
Mind.
But, you know, I like those kind of things. I like when I'm invited to like a gala or a benefit or a fundraiser and I get to maybe go find a nice dress. You know, you know.
Yeah, I totally get that. And I enjoy from time to time putting on my tux and, you know, my black tie, which I tie myself. I'm very proud of that.
Look at you.
Yeah. But on a level of attracting people to the arts, then I want people to feel comfortable. So if it's in a tux, fine. If it's in blue jeans, that's fine, too. Particularly the younger generation, we need to bring the younger generation more into the arts. And so,
absolutely.
Again, I'm a believer
like
in
fine arts. It's different.
Yeah,
you know,
as you are.
These days, art can be pretty much anything. A finger smudge or like a tin can taped to a piece of paper.
That's not art.
Listen, I'm not arguing with you. I'm just saying it's just where we're at in this world. So fine arts, I feel like, is
okay.
Different.
Yes.
You know, where you go to the symphony, you go and you get to experience it's just something different. Mm. I grew up singing classical music and went to classical competitions. I sang opera, did all those things. And then when I kind of got out of that and started performing more in contemporary arenas, I miss that fine arts side where it's a little bit more refined.
Yeah. Yes. That's.
Is it? Oh, I have a question.
Yes.
Is it different when you go to like the symphony here? Is it different in any which way or form than in England?
Well, England still tends to be a little bit more formal. It's a long time since I've been to a symphony or any performance in England. I'm a little out of touch, but still, people are just a little bit more formal.
Okay.
That's kind of okay, I guess.
Yeah.
But one of the things that I love about America, I loved when I came 40 years ago, was that just the lack of formality.
We're pretty chill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So. Yeah.
I understand. It's great to dress up and look good, feel good.
Right.
I get it.
No, I love it. And I have another question. Because now, so yesterday, I have to tell you, I was going to see an old friend like that actually was my babysitter back when I lived in New Jersey, 20-something, oh, if not more, 30 years ago. Oh, my goodness. And I was going to see him, so I wanted to find some old family pictures of him and my dad, who's now passed away, and our family from like birthday parties. And so I was going through, and I end up finding, because I lived in London for a short period of time, I've mentioned that, on Tottenham Court Road. And I found like a whole little banded area, like it's rubber banded it, and it had my Oyster card to get on and off the tube.
Mm-hmm.
I found issues of like the, oh man, I can't even remember, like the newspapers. I collected like all the newspapers when I was there and like different tickets. And then I found all of our like restaurant takeout menus. What do you miss when it comes to food in London? Is there anything that like compares to it here, especially in Pensacola or just here in general in America?
Fish and chips.
Yes.
Genuine fish and chips.
Like in the newspaper.
In the newspaper, yeah.
People think I'm gross when I say that's what they do. But it's true because it catches all the oil and all the things.
Yeah, these days they don't use newspaper. They use sort of like butcher's
paper. It's that wrap. Yeah, I guess
something
butcher,
like that.
Yeah, parchment paper.
But the ink used to taste good.
I mean, I had it when I was there. That was, 14 years ago almost that I lived there. It's been a minute. And yeah, they made the cone with the newspaper, and they threw the fries on the bottom and then the fish on top, and then you got that whatever, what's that sauce that you dip it, what is it, I forget, it's that white sauce, tartar, you don't know, I don't remember. Whatever that good stuff is that you dip it in, and so you could walk around with it, and you would see like all the gentlemen on their lunch breaks and people like walking around with their
white
newspaper cones. Yeah. Are you asking about the dip?
Yeah.
It's like I'll look it up, but it's like a tartar sauce. I'll look it up when we take a break.
Okay. Ketchup some people might use, but most people
ketchup.
Just like fish and chips the way they are. Maybe some brown sauce, some HP sauce, Worcester sauce.
Oh, yeah. Yes. That's another one. See, I got like all the things, though. I get like every sauce because I like to taste everything. And I don't like just plain ketchup. I like ketchup, but it has to have a lot of pepper in it.
The best place to eat fish and chips is on the seafront. Walk up the seafront with a bag of fish and chips, cod and chips. And
that's what it is. It's normally cod.
Yes. Although I think they've about fished out the North Sea of cod. It's a little harder to find. But there is just nothing. I've tasted good fish and chips in this country, but I don't know, you just can't. I don't know, maybe I'm looking for something that
maybe
I'm romanticizing fish and chips and remembering them as better than they were, but
it's okay. I am too, because that's exactly what I was going to say, is I miss the fish and chips. So we'll think of some more things, and I'm going to look up the sauce while we take a break. Stick around. You're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola Magazine brings Gulf Coast readers the best arts, entertainment, business, and lifestyle news from across the region. Beautifully designed with informative, entertaining articles and a new realty section on the market features a guide to the local real estate market. The monthly section boasts a modern design and includes home listings, a feature home, realtor profiles, and mortgage rates, and much more. More information at PensacolaMagazine.com.
Hi, I'm Anna Lee Leonard with Mainstay Financial Group. Join me Tuesday mornings at 10 on News Radio 92.3 for the Pensacola Expert Panel, Winning with Anna Lee. Early in life, I learned an important lesson about educating others about money. That knowledge can help you achieve your vision for your retirement. Tomorrow morning at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your renter's insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Great. As a minimalist, I need simple insurance.
Nice place. No furniture?
Nothing sparked joy, except for this fruit bowl.
Well, with Liberty Mutual, you only pay for what you need, so there's that.
I mean, look. So beautiful. So empty again.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
The Pensacola Chamber Pace Awards, the Symphony's Russian Spectacular, and Habitat for Humanity's Food Truck Festival. We're everywhere you are because we're local, and we live here too. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
From policy debates to political fights, Chris Wallace anchors Fox News Sunday. Every Sunday at noon on Pensacola's Fox News station. Most trusted, most watched, and in Pensacola, most heard. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
A little Chuck Berry to start our day, and it was tartar sauce, but I guess that's an Americanized thing. We were talking about fish and chips.
Yeah. Fish and chips and tartar sauce don't go together. No.
I guess I see it here. Now that it makes sense, if like I like flounders out on Pensacola Beach.
Mm-hmm.
I love their brunch, but they do a tartar sauce with their fish. So I guess it is an Americanized thing. It's not an English thing. So my bad. Just eat them plain. And we don't have any, I don't know if we have any fish and chips around here, but I know what we do have, Pensacola Magazine. And we got a fresh issue, and yeah. I love it. I've read it cover to cover.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so much goodness in it. Everything from DIY projects and like really cute little stores that y'all featured this month that I can totally appreciate. I love seeing small businesses being featured. Is there one in there that was your favorite?
I like them all.
Oh, are you paid to say that?
Yes. I don't want to pick out. Now you can, but I want to be impartial.
No, that's totally fine. I mean, I have my local favorites, and of course, I have to, you know, not share them all here. But what I love about local businesses is that the money is staying local. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
You go to Walmart, that money is not staying local. Yes, it's employing like local people, and I understand that, and it's, I can understand you need to be employed, you need to make money, but when you have like small businesses here, you're helping out like their family and their, you're just making the entire local economy thrive.
Yes.
So I like that you featured, and they were really cute ones, like the flower one, the little succulent one.
I try and live shopping local wherever I can. You know, obviously it's my business is very dependent on pretty much local advertisers, so I try and give them business and support them as they support me.
Absolutely.
But I think everybody should. You're exactly right. We need to keep the money here. It would be a sad day if every business was kind of like the grocery business. It's all big.
So boring.
Chains, yeah.
It would be so boring.
Local stores are so important to the character.
Like this one, I'm sorry, but it made me laugh. The Drunken Kitty Vintage. Like, whoever came up with that name is a genius. Drunken Kitty. I don't even know.
They were probably drunk at the time.
Those are when you do your best thinking, though, right?
Well, this is a family show, but yes.
I'm just teasing you. No, but I do love, I mean, I also like, because I like to try to do things like DIY, so I really appreciate it, the renter-friendly DIY upgrades. So, like, people who are renting, which we're seeing more and more people rent because they don't want to stay still in an area for too long. So there's this, I like that there's different ideas for people to be able to spruce up their rental. I tried to do it. We rented, it was a little embarrassing, for like 7 years from one landlord. And so I was constantly like doing little changes and upgrades to try to keep it feeling like fresh. Cause you know, I mean, at least for me, I get bored. And so I like things to just have a little bit of like fresh paint or some new fixtures to feel a little bit newer. But do you have a favorite article this month?
Well, actually, I love the article about the featured home.
Yes. Did you get to go to it? I was wondering.
No, I didn't.
Oh, you look so disappointed. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. It's a fascinating home, beautiful home. And they've done a remarkable job of making it, I guess, energy zero, or what, there's an expression for it.
Yes.
And but it's, I guess, it's a wave of the future. We should all do it.
Oh, yes. And, like, the other thing is we have one of our guests that comes on, like, every other Friday. He was sharing with me about like smart homes, which I feel like you would be against smart homes where they're like, hey, refrigerator, make my grocery list for me. You know what I mean? I feel like you wouldn't really be into that whole thing because it's like a lot of technology, like just all over your home. And you can just like, be like, turn on my lights.
Yeah, I think I'd rather go to the grocery store and try and remember what I need.
Oh, that's a fun game.
And then when I get home, darn it, I forgot the eggs. Yes. Isn't that part of life?
That, I mean, that's literally the game of life. Yeah. That is it. Going to the store and forgetting everything your partner told you to get. It's a fun game. You know, what can I do to make them mad at me today?
Now, I do want to mention, though, we were talking earlier about the East Hill Honey Company.
Yes, and
page
I'm
27.
So ridiculous. I just realized that. Why didn't
page
I think
27.
Of that?
Yes.
And the beekeeper, there's... Yeah. There's so much like
and
knowledge
little green
and goodness.
Bees. So this article about honey beekeepers are in Pensacola, and they are.
And I told you I used to have a neighbor that was a beekeeper, but we don't live near them anymore. So that was like super local honey when it was from our pretty much our backyard.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do have several people have been texting in all of just the best places and the best ways to get the correct pollen to start building up my immune system again to whatever allergens are in the area. But I want to pause and bounce back to this because our dear friend Catherine, she just texted and let us know that McGuire's has fish and chips on Friday.
Oh, okay.
We're going to have to go one day.
Yes, absolutely.
I am so down for that.
Yes.
I wonder if they serve it with tartar sauce.
Probably.
Americans. Irish Americans.
The secret ingredient with fish and chips is the vinegar.
Yes.
See, in this country, they sell malt vinegar. But the, and I was trying to remember the name of it because I did myself some fish and chips last night.
Oh.
I bought from the store, frozen. Actually, weren't bad.
That's good.
But I put malt vinegar on them, and that helps the taste. But there's also the other kind of vinegar that they sell in England, which most people use, and I'm trying to think of the name of it.
That's like the Heinz one?
I'm sorry?
Is it the Heinz one?
Yeah.
We'll look it up. We're going to take a break, and so we can look that up on the break. All right, we'll find out what vinegar is. Stick around. You're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, about 9:55. We'll be right back with more with Malcolm Ballinger.
Sick and tired of staying home? You need a big old dose of get out of there, and you don't have to go far to go out and get it. In fact, when you play right here at home, you help out all kinds of local businesses, which helps thousands of your neighbors at the same time. So when you're ready, get out to Pensacola, Pensacola Beach, and Perdido Key, your home remedy for cabin fever. Download the new Experience Pensacola app and plan your next adventure.
Is your house making you sick? Learn about the hazards lurking in your home that can affect your health due to high humidity levels and excess moisture. High humidity levels and excess moisture inside the home are the leading cause of insect infestation, mold, mildew, musty odors, and fungi, which can result in making you sick. Condensations on windows and vents, blistering or peeling paint, and cupping of hardwood floors are all signs of high humidity levels and excess moisture. Learn more Wednesday at 9 on Pep Talk with Lisa Murphy from Southern Climate Solutions.
What if the music stopped? If the familiar voices were silenced? If there were no breaking news updates? What if your companion and connection to your community came with a monthly fee? Don't worry, we're free local radio with you wherever you go. Celebrating 100 years and looking forward to the next 100. We are broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and let Congress know you depend on your local TV and radio stations. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. It's about 9:57 here with Malcolm Ballinger and Jenna Barr on Pensacola Expert Panel, and we've been sharing a lot this morning.
We've been kind of all over the board.
I like it. You're keeping me awake when my eyes just want to go to sleep with all these allergies that I have going on. But there's a lot in this month's issue of Pensacola Magazine, and I have to tell you, it actually feels, and maybe I'm weird, I love opening magazines and it feeling like a new season when I read it. And you don't always get that. Sometimes it's just like mundane, repetitive. But this month's issue definitely feels like spring and like it's a new season. It's fresh. We're in spring now.
Yes. And we have a storm coming, but once that goes away, I understand that the weather, the weather is going to really pick up and we'll truly be in spring.
It does. Well, isn't it like April showers or something showers bring? So we just do our own thing in Florida.
March winds. April showers.
Yes, all the things. But the showers are good. I feel like maybe that'll wash all of the pollen off of.
And we got the March winds. I was at the beach with Laura for 2 days on Thursday and Friday and Saturday morning.
It was windy.
And it was cold and windy.
You're so brave. I love it. Well, thank you so much for hanging out with me this morning.
I wish you well with your allergies. And by the way, good cure is always a shot of good Scotch whiskey. That will always cure.
I knew it.
That will cure anything, including allergies.
I was waiting for it.